Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, it's time to Fast Forward. Welcome to the future of almost everything in Wisconsin on the upswing. Presented by Oricon Bank, the natural choice for all your banking needs. Joining WTMJ's Jeff Sherman, here's Martin Moore.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, Milwaukee, the future of almost everything. Commerce and community analysis on local and national business issues. We're going to talk about some unique technology trends, maybe some entertainment insights, important takes on news you can use. Martin Moore joins us today. Steve Glenn is off today. We'll miss him, but he is here in spirit, of course. What's on the list today? Maybe a little shorter show. Brewers, first pitch at 11:30, starting off at 11 a.m., but that's all right. We're going to get to the price of diapers, Martin. We're going to talk maybe a little bit about Levi's, now led by former Kohl's CEO. Might be heading to some tough times for jeans, the pricing of jeans, but they got something big in their back pocket that we'll talk about. We'll talk about the future of ownership of our Milwaukee Bucks. Believe that Dylan Carter from our WTMJ News team will join us at just after 10:30. The future of return to office and what Amazon is saying and how that could affect the five-day work week. Maybe we'll get to some Brewers playoff buzz and a whole lot more. But first, as we do each and every show, let's go two up.
Now it's time for the
2 up
on the upswing.
A recall at Harley-Davidson. Harley-Davidson is recalling 41,600 motorcycles over concerns that wiring inside the bikes could experience a short circuit and cause a loss of power. Martin, the company said in a report filed with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration yesterday that motorcycles could experience a short circuit if their voltage regulator output wire becomes exposed. Now, the great thing is Harley is informing customers this week, and dealers have said that they will fix this issue for free. The bikes, by the way, if you're budgeting maybe for Christmas or, you know, for next spring, suggested retail on many of these bikes begins at about $25,999. Put a Harley on your gift list for sure. Disney Plus, a crackdown on password sharing, and prices going up. With a new page sharing feature, Disney Plus has officially joined Netflix in cracking down on password sharing. In a company blog post just yesterday, the media giant said that Disney Plus subscriptions are meant to be used only by one household, which the company defines as a collection of devices associated with your primary personal residence that are being used by individuals who reside there. Disney Plus pricing is going up beginning October 17th. Also, if you have ads, it's going from $7.99 to $9.99. Without ads, $13.99 to $15.99. A lot of bundles available. You can go all the way up to $29.99 per month if you add Hulu and Max. But no more password sharing because everyone, Disney Plus, Netflix, all the services are cracking down and they will find you. But you know what? If you have kids, you got to go Disney Plus. Another thing you got to use for kids are diapers. And the price of diapers are not getting any cheaper either. Our wonderful teammate here at WTMJ, Kristen Bry, is going to join us to talk about what her and her husband are doing with the Milwaukee Diaper Mission. That is coming up next. This is The Upswing, the future of almost everything. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. It's the future of almost everything. Martin Moore joins us and a very special guest. It's National Diaper Need Awareness Week, and the big give back event with the Milwaukee Diaper Mission is this weekend because as first-time parents, Like Kristen Bryan, no. It takes a village, right, Kristen, to supply diapers to families that need them. Kids are wonderful. They make great memories in our lives. But they also kind of make the family budget grow a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. I've heard also, as you have, your kids are a little bit older than my one child. I heard it only gets worse.
Yeah. You add a lot of different budget items to the family mix. I mean, I remember we bought the Huggies Little Snugglers. You'd buy like 144 packs through Amazon. They were like $45 each. And, you know, it's like 32.
And that was what, 15 years ago? How old is your daughter?
Yeah, our daughter's 12.
Okay,
now.
So 12-ish.
Yeah,
years ago.
So 30 or 40 cents a diaper. And sometimes you're going through like 5 or 10 of them a day. So.
And your stats are pretty spot on. So yeah, it's about, you know, newborns go through 10 to 12 a day.
Yeah.
But even my kids won on Saturday. And depending on the day, depending on what she ate, it's somewhere between 5 to 8 diapers. Wow. And that's, you know, if you smell something, do something. I think with increased prices and inflation right now, it's somewhere between $70 to $120 a month per diapers per child.
Yeah. So what does the Milwaukee Diaper Mission do to help families? And then what are you and your family doing to help everyone?
Absolutely. So the Milwaukee Diaper Mission started in 2020.
Okay.
And it's a nonprofit organization that does exactly what the title sounds like, right? They raise money to be able to buy, with their bulk buying power, lots of diapers and period products, because it's something that is not covered by government assistance programs. And so it's something that it's the only in the Milwaukee area, the only diaper bank that we have. And so they then, through their partners, provide diapers who then can get it distributed to the communities that those partners serve. And so Giannis and Mariah are big, big fans of this organization. Yeah. And so I did not join and get on board with the organization because of them. But it's nice to be in good company.
It helps. Rising tides lifts all boats.
And so I on my previous show had interviewed their founder, Megan Johnson, and she is just a sweet angel. She is just such a good person. And then I interviewed her before I had gotten pregnant. Then when I got pregnant in 2023, we decided that in our co-ed baby shower, we did not want gifts. We just wanted donations to Milwaukee Diaper Mission. Mm. So that was last August 2023. And now that we are about to celebrate my daughter's first birthday, and it aligns with Milwaukee Diaper Mission's Big Give Back.
Nice.
We are also being part of the Big Give Back, and we are raising money in honor of Frankie Sampson.
Very good.
So until September 30th, $5, $10, like even a little bit of amount goes a long way, because the Antetokounmpo Family Foundation is matching every single dollar.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And actually, Giannis and Mariah yesterday did a drive-through event at the medical college where people dropped off diapers. So it's ongoing. I walked in to get coffee this morning at Colectivo in Shorewood, and there's a Milwaukee Diaper Mission box.
So there's
so many opportunities to dive in.
As of this morning, so their goal is to raise $50,000, and then the Charles Antetokounmpo Family Foundation will match up to that $50,000. So if they hit that, they'll get $100,000. And as of this morning, I checked, I think they're at $22,000 of their goal. And so a little close to halfway there. But if you want to help, if you can donate $5,
all right,
if you text DIAPER to 855-616-1620, we have the link all set up. You can donate through Mike and my foundation page, or like a fundraiser page, that it's all going the same pot, right?
Okay.
And but you get to see a cute picture of Frankie. She's up there.
All right, very good.
So if you text DIAPER, 855-616-1620, we can send you that link.
Very good. Happy birthday, Frankie.
Happy birthday, Frankie.
Love it.
This morning, she's wearing a hand-me-down from her 7-year-old cousin, and my sister-in-law sent a picture of my niece in that outfit. She was a lot older than Frankie is right now when she fit in that. So Frankie is not small.
All right, Kristen Bry, we will listen to you later today with Brian Noonan.
Maybe.
No.
There's a hurricane,
depending on when the Brewers game gets done. That's
right. Will we have a show? Will we have a show? Depends how long the game is.
Yes, indeed. All right, you're listening to The Upswing. This is WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. We invite you to participate in the WTMJ Fall 2024 Fan Survey. It takes less than 10 minutes to complete, and we want your feedback. To participate, simply text the word survey to the WTMJ talk and text line at 855-616-1620. That is 855-616-1620. A survey link will be texted back to you as a thank you for your participation. Upon completion of the survey, you will be entered to win a package that includes two Milwaukee Bucks tickets for the 2024-25 regular season and an overnight stay at the beautiful Pfister Hotel right here in downtown Milwaukee. All right, back to the future of almost everything. Martin Moore joins us. Martin, we're going to talk future of back to office and maybe getting to a four-day work week. Amazon CEO Andy Jassy announced to employees last week that they'll be expected to work from the office 5 days per week starting in 2025. Now, I saw this on TechCrunch yesterday. Employees who have grown accustomed to the hybrid work structure are, quote, strongly dissatisfied, according to an anonymous survey created by Amazon employees.
Shocking.
Yes, shocking. You know, disrupt our work lives, mandate something. There's going to be some dissatisfaction. But what are your thoughts on kind of return to office mandates, if you will?
I mean, it's a two-headed coin. I get it. I get why companies want people back. You know, it fosters better work relationships and development with projects and stuff like that, that in-person element. But, you know, you're also talking about a large segment of people who have been accustomed to now working from home and completely rearranged their lives. You know, there may be someone who they hired, you know, used to have a nanny or something like that. Now they don't have to do that and they can save a little bit of money. And so it's a tough situation. And I think it's dependent on the industry that you work in. I think there's a lot of industries where you do need people to come in, especially if you're in product development, you're developing something physical. You have to be there for those meetings and those conversations.
Right.
Other things, you work in car insurance or something like that, and everything you do is on, you know, a headset. Sure, you can work from home. I don't necessarily think you need to come in. So I think a company like Amazon, it depends on the product side. I think having people come in is good, but if you're on the customer service side.
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, if you're in partnership development or sales, you're going to be out and about meeting with people no matter what.
Exactly.
And there's kind of built-in flexibility to those type of roles.
Sure.
I mean, Jassy in his memo said it's easier for employees to collaborate and brainstorm when they're in the same place. I mean, that, yes, of course. But the flexibility, you know, could we get to a point in corporate America, especially on the Amazon scale, where there's almost different tiers of employees? Because as a caregiver, or as a new parent, you're 25 years old and you have a new child at home, you almost need that flexibility built into your schedule, or it makes life really, really difficult.
And I guess too, as a company, how do you gauge the productivity of your employees? I know I'm more productive when I work at home. I start an hour earlier. I usually work half an hour later. I almost always skip I eat lunch and then I go and work immediately.
Right.
And so they're getting more productivity out of me when I'm working from home.
Hmm.
That's not for everybody. Some people might be, you know, doing nothing. But I don't necessarily think it should be a blanket statement where it's just like everybody's got to come back regardless of what industry you're in or what position you have or what role you play.
And, you know, you think almost on a national mandate level, some of the larger companies putting out something like this, maybe in a creative way to, well, we know maybe there's going to be a couple people leaving, and that's okay with the bottom line. You know, this might be a creative way to do that too, but who knows? Zoom CEO yesterday said that AI will make the four-day work week the norm very soon. He said maybe in the next 20 years, maybe sooner, we'll need to work for we won't need to work for 5 days. The CEO and co-founder of the video conferencing company Zoom said that the four-day work week is coming in the next 5 to 10 years. So it'll be interesting to see return to work mandates, four-day work week. I think it's all coming. The way we change, the way we work, we have to be flexible and adaptable.
Absolutely.
And without a doubt. All right.
And so you say, why Milwaukee? And as someone told me, you either are going to love it here or you got to go somewhere else. And
And so we decided to start our business and everything here, and, you know, kids and all of that, you know, were born here. So, and the community and the work ethic of all the people. I mean, this is just a, you know, put your nose to the plow, get things done type community. And it is just a place where you want to do well because everybody appreciates you when you do that. And I just think about playing in the old Milwaukee Arena and the fans there and, you know, how great they were. And before every game, one guy would yell, "Let's go Buccos!" And, you know, how do I still remember that? Because that is a part of the whole, whatever you want to call it, of playing in Milwaukee and being a part of Milwaukee.
Ownership announcement this morning from downtown Milwaukee. Junior Bridgman joins the ownership structure at your Milwaukee Bucks. Dylan Carter from our WTMJA team joins us from the Frederick and Medical College of Wisconsin Sports Center in downtown Milwaukee. Dylan.
How's it going, Jeff?
Good. How are you this morning?
I'm great. There's a wonderful energy here in the Bucks practice facility. People are very excited here as we head toward basketball.
Without a doubt. So what do you think about, you know, obviously Junior bringing legacy, institutional business knowledge, just a wonderful sense of community to the Bucks. But how does his experience potentially benefit the team kind of moving forward? This seems like just such a natural, wonderful move for the organization.
Well, you got to peel back the layers like an onion here. You know, on the surface, you have a former player becoming an owner. They're calling him a significant minority owner of the team.
Okay.
He is part of that inner circle, the trust, and he's someone that they're going to lean on in a lot of different ways. Now, obviously, he's got his playing experience and, you know, his knowledge of the game. He's been very vocal throughout his career in fighting for players. Mm-hmm. He's been an advocate for them, so he's already going to connect with players on that level and is already talking about how he's excited to help instill some of his business knowledge with some of the players. But he's also just such a successful businessman, franchises, specifically Wendy's, Chili's, like all throughout the country and in the Midwest. He's got his Coca-Cola bottling company where he is doing significant distribution in the Midwest and across Canada. And so this decision comes based on someone who has a lot of equity in this community, but also in the business world mm-hmm. across the Midwest.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, as you said, there's historical significance, but there's an emotional sense that, wow, this ownership group now has a former player who's been involved with the organization forever, and we look up at Fiserv Forum and we see his number hanging from the rafters.
Exactly. It's a full circle moment for him. That's sort of how they started this press conference here. It felt like a full circle moment for the organization as well, because he meant so much to them. You know, back in the day, he was one of the main pieces that came back in the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar trade with the Lakers. And so to have him go through his career, but during those years here in Milwaukee, he was also learning and preparing for his days after being a basketball player, after leaving it all on the court and leaving it all out in his business ventures, right? And so now he is back with a lot of heart in this. This is not just a business move. This is not just that he can say that he's a, you know, NBA team minority owner. It's so that he can really have a say in what goes on here and to leave a significant impact for years to come.
Yeah. As he talked, did you hear anything about what he's most excited about? Is it like all the above, or is he like, hey, let's get to the games because I love now. I am more than all in.
Well, interestingly, he didn't talk very much about basketball itself
okay.
or the team itself this year. A lot of what he was talking about was the ways that he can impact some of these guys and the organization off the court.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of athletes, especially pro athletes, they oftentimes don't have that business knowledge to help transition into successful careers in life after the sport that they play in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something he kept returning to. He's interested in helping to instill some of that knowledge in the players so that they're set up for success, not just in basketball, but in life.
Yeah, I mean, there's that mentorship component to it for sure. I mean, Bridgman's also a current owner of Ebony and Jet magazine, so that storytelling and that packaging and promotion and positioning that all players need to do, now they have someone to look up to who's been there and done that and now is a part of their very own organization. It's really, really cool to see from a mentorship lens.
And this is not very common. You know, in professional sports, a lot of times owners don't have much sports experience. So to have someone who actually was a part of not just a team, but this team, it runs deep. And I think it's going to resonate. I mean, I even see him now, you know, after the press conference. He's going off to the side and talking to a bunch of the players, having those conversations. Him and Damian Lillard had a nice chat. Him and Chris Middleton had a nice chat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's clear that he is going to be, you know, boots on the ground in here working for this team.
Mm-hmm. All right. Dylan Carter live from the Frederick Medical College of Wisconsin Sports Center in downtown Milwaukee. New ownership change at the Milwaukee Bucks. Junior Bridgman adds to a ton of value to the organization. Not only his name, but his mentorship experience and much, much more. Dylan, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Jeff.
You're listening to The Upswing. It's the future of almost everything. The future of so much more coming up next. You know what we're going to get to? Oh, new at Culver's. You're going to love it. This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. Let's give away a gift card to the Mineshaft Restaurant in either beautiful downtown Hartford or just off Highway 41 near the EAA in Oshkosh. Both locations are full of creativity and tons of dining rooms to explore. That's why they call it the Mineshaft. Super affordable, a ton of fun, and very family-friendly. Our kids love it. Your kids are going to love it. Your grandkids will love the world-class game room quietly and conveniently set aside from the dining areas. Kids 5 and under eat free Monday through Thursday from the kids' menu. Every Thursday when you buy one, get one free. Oh, you get a second pizza for free every Thursday. That's today. So, caller number, Martin?
9.
9 at 855-616-1620 gets a gift card to the historic Mineshaft. Martin, exciting news from downtown Milwaukee. Junior Bridgman owning a portion of the team now.
Love it.
I love that legacy. I love just, you know, it takes you back if you're a fan for a long time. You're like, wow. Like, I watched Junior Bridgman as a player, and now he owns my team. It's just,
you don't see that a lot in sports.
It's great.
What I'm most excited about is it gives a direct connection to ownership from the players. A lot of times I feel like there's this sort of disconnection and you don't really know if they're root, you know, not that they're not rooting for them, but
right.
You know, they have the players in their best interest, and I think that really is going to be a nice thing to have and is going to be a major contribution to just the overall locker room.
And as Dylan Carter mentioned, you know, there's every player is kind of their own business unit too.
Absolutely.
And now they have an additional mentor.
Well, for sure.
Who not only played but had started businesses, had grown businesses, is involved in businesses day to day, that can mentor and guide and support on so many different levels.
I love that, because especially if you're a young player and all of a sudden you come into millions of dollars, you know, you don't know how to invest that. You don't know what to do with that. And someone like him who's been in the game for, you know, as long as he has and played for the Bucks for 10 years, he'll be able to give them that perspective and, like you said, that mentorship and sort of that guidance on how to be, you know, fiscally responsible with the mass amount of new money a lot of young players have. So he brings a lot to the table, and I couldn't be more excited. I love it.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to see. So how excited are you for the upcoming Major League Baseball playoffs? You got to be, right?
I love it and hate it at the same time, because it's like only Wisconsin sports fans know how stressful it is.
Yeah.
Whether it's the Brewers, the Bucks, the Packers, the Badgers, we have high expectations for all these teams. And not to be a negative Nancy, but a lot of times, most of the time, we make it into the playoffs,
right.
And then we're like, this is the year, this is the year. And then we get bounced out in the first round.
Right.
And so I really like what the team has done, especially with Yelich being hurt.
Yeah.
And to do this well and make it this far with, you know, one of your key MVP players, I think it speaks a lot to just how deep this team goes. And so I'm pretty optimistic that we can go pretty far. I'd like to go all the way to the World Series. So.
Yes, without a doubt. You know, it seems like, you know, there's such a young, healthy core right now. You look at tickets, and you can still get a ticket for that first game, which is going to be next Tuesday, for $35.
That's
right?
A steal.
It is a steal, no, and I always say that if you are a fan of your home team, do not discount the fact that playoffs don't just happen every year. No. Sometimes it seems like from fans, like, oh, we were there last year. But playoff baseball is so incredibly different. You hang on each and every pitch. There's such a sense of community. So if you can get into that ballpark at $35 for a ticket, you got to take that opportunity because you just don't know.
And the teams having, I think a lot of people underestimate home field advantage. Like, I'm a Bucs season ticket holder. Mm-hmm. You know, I go to all the playoff games and stuff like that. And the crowd really contributes a lot and can make an actual difference in winning a game, especially a close game or making a comeback. And so something like the playoffs, the team needs every single person there to root for them, to cheer for them, to hopefully get wins and make it into the next round and the next round and the World Series. So buy a ticket, scream your butt off.
That's right. All right, and next week we'll give you a full rundown of everything that's happening at the ballpark for this playoff run from a business lens, what's happening with some of the advertising and much, much more, new gear, new T-shirts, so much coming for the wonderful Major League Baseball playoffs. All right, when we come back, you know, Brewers baseball is coming up at 11 o'clock, but I want to tell you what's new at Culver's, and then Martin and I are going to do try, take, buy. This is the upswing, and it's the future of almost everything. You're listening to WTMJ.
Time for Jeff Sherman's Try, Take, Buy on the Upswing. Do it. Try
it. Do it. Try it. Welcome back to the Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined by Martin Moore today. Let's go to Try, Take, Buy. Mm. Try, Martin. The annual celebration of Milwaukee's architecture, history, and neighborhoods begins this weekend, all weekend long. Doors open.
Yes.
It's a free event. 150-plus locations throughout the metro area. We'll hear from Historic Milwaukee tomorrow on the show, and we'll also hear which buildings are brand new for Doors Open. You got to go to this event. It's all about community. It's all about just bringing the economics of architecture together so we can experience the glory of downtown
and
Milwaukee.
You get to go into some really cool buildings, and you get to go into the towers where the lift bridges are, and
you feel really exclusive. It's such a great event, and Historic Milwaukee has done a wonderful job growing it. My take, you know what? Sports teams can have multiple jerseys. Many of them have 4, 5, 6 alternate jerseys.
Ooh, I know where you're going with this.
I say, Martin, cities can have 2 flags and it will be okay.
Say it louder for the people in the back.
Let's go. Milwaukee has a legacy flag. We've been debating about this people's flag. Let's just have 2 flags, and why not? Let's start a new process and do a 3rd flag. It took us 23 years from the first design process in 2001 to get to this point. Let's do a 3rd flag. It's okay. As a city, we can have multiple flags and we'll fly them freely and proudly. My buy, we all need better sleep. And there's so many white noise apps and machines
I've tried them all.
Yeah, you are a technology guy. I found one that is great. Snooze, white noise machine is very, very good. Martin, quickly.
Hot honey cheese curds from Culver's is my try. Take Milwaukee flag, just adopt it. My buy, the Moft magnetic Apple wallet. It's amazing. It's got a little built-in tripod, $29.99.